Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Debo Getty, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, once again, we're here with the father of positive dog training, Ian Dunbar. He's in our town. He's in Richmond, and Ian is talking to us for a bit today. Welcome, Ian.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on again. Really appreciate it.
Oh, are you kidding me? We're having a blast at your seminar. It's the first of many. Yes, you're going to be doing this for 2 years?
This is the beginning of a whole new series, yeah, around the U.S. I did this in England to practice. And now, yeah, I'm on the road for 8 weeks. There'll be 7 3-day seminars and plus a 7-day conference and a couple of meetings thrown in.
Well, we think it's great. Are you having a good time?
I love it. I was really tired when I got here, but yesterday morning was a blast, and it really sort of woke me up. I don't think I've laughed so much in a seminar.
There was way good energy.
It was really good.
So I feed off the energy of people, and it's a good group here. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. We're having a good time.
Well, the one thing that Dee and I caught yesterday, that you had kind of an interesting comment, but it wasn't really well explained, and you've recently been doing something with Cesar Millan. We'd like to hear about it.
I won't be saying I've been doing something with Cesar. He's writing a new book, and they asked me whether I would contribute to the book. And, you know, I thought about it because I don't agree with, you know, a lot of the training techniques that Cesar uses. I think that I don't like seeing people grab dogs. I think that touching a dog is an earned privilege. It's not a right. I like to see dogs which are scared, time is taken. But I thought, you know, it's a great opportunity to disseminate information. So it was not without worry, and we thought about it. You know, was I going to be, people going to come down on me because I was associating with someone who doesn't do it my way? And, you know, what would be the repercussions of that weighed against, you know, it's a lot of people are going to buy this book, and here I have a chance to influence the content. So what I decided was, and they wanted to film it too. They wanted to film the interview, and we'd be training dogs at the same time. And they said I could do what I liked. I could talk about what I liked. And then I said, well, can I have full veto power on what's written in the book? And not just my chapter, but the whole book, that I don't want my chapter in the book if there's stuff in there I don't approve of. And so I read my chapter. I loved it. It was really well written. It was very accurate. And I liked the whole book. It's a very comprehensive book about dog training. And yes, they mentioned some things that I don't use in training. They mentioned shock collars, but they put it all in perspective. What are the pros and cons? So it's a very good book. Other friends of mine decided to take part as well, which helped. You know, Bob Bailey, of course, is my hero. Martin Dealey, who, when I met him in England, one of the best dog trainers in the world. And so I felt, you know, hey, if we're doing it together, it can only be good. I must admit, though, I was surprised at the reaction. A couple of people were like, what? You're doing what? But by and large, most people said it's cool. And they were impressed that I took the chance to, you know, it's hard to talk to someone when you don't agree with them. And both he and I actually think that that's worthwhile doing. And I absolutely agree. I think you don't get anywhere if you don't talk to the very people you need to talk to. There's no point in preaching to the converted all the time. So
I think it's brilliant, Ian. Yeah. I seriously do. I think it's the finest step you could have taken. I can't wait to read the book. And when will it be out?
I think it's out.
Is it?
I think in 10 days, I think it is. Okay. I can't remember, but very, very soon. Yeah, it'll be on Amazon, yeah.
And what about the video? Where will we see the video?
Well, I can't state for sure. I mean, what I hoped and what I think are the same thing, but I don't know for certain that there's some doubt over whether his series will continue on TV. What I've heard and what I think is that they're only going to show the footage they have thus far. They're not going to do any more filming, which, of course, includes the footage they did at my house, which was just really fun filming. Good lure reward stuff. You know, I was strangely really bad the first day. It's like, of all the times not to do a good job, I was disgusted with myself, and I asked my son and Kelly, and they both said you were really underwhelming. So the second day I said, I don't like what I did yesterday morning. I don't want to use any of it. And they said, fine, what do you want to do? And I redid it with Hugo, and he really pulled all the stops out, and he saved my butt.
He was brilliant.
He put in some good footage, yeah. And so I'm happy what can be shown from that, because it all depends about the editing again, but I will have veto power on that. Because I know you can take anyone, and you can, TV training, you can make a fool look brilliant, but you can also make someone who's really good look stupid. And you can be severely trashed, and it's why I like doing live stuff with dogs on the telly, because you aren't going to edit this, guys. It's going to be my show.
It is what it is.
It's going to end. Yeah, it's happening now live, and we're on. Yeah,
I think it's fabulous, Terry.
Yeah, I do too. That's why it caught my attention, just because there's, you know, distinct differences there, and I was impressed to see that there was some collaboration around anything going on there. I think it's due.
Yeah, I think it's awesome, Ian, and I will actually pick up the book, man. I'm looking forward to reading it. And what is the name of the book?
Caesar's Rules. And it's a really, some ways, a really dumb title. But, of course, it's the publisher's title, not Caesar's. You can track to do a book. Because really what's in it is a few of Caesar's rules, and then my rules, and Bob Bailey's rules, and what have you. So yeah, it's a good book. It's definitely worth reading, and I think, I mean, it's kind of ironic that maybe it's going to end up being Caesar Millan who presents dog-friendly lure reward training to the masses.
Is that a hoot or what?
It's didn't expect it. Yeah, so it's kind of cool.
Well, you know, and things don't always work out the way we plan, but. Man, I think this one's going to work out well. And when the book is out, we'll read it, and we'll do a review on Bark Radio. And we'll talk to you again after we read it.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Now, a couple other things. Let's see. Again, where will you be next? We're going to be putting this up fairly soon on Bark Radio. What's your next seminar?
What a question. That's the most difficult question you've ever asked. It's where am I now, let alone where
Richmond,
will I be
darling.
Next? Richmond, Virginia. Next stop, next weekend, Kansas City, Missouri. Then home for a day. Then Boston, Massachusetts. The on straight to Atlanta for the APDT conference. Home for a day. Minnesota.
Wow.
Home for a day. Houston. Home for a day, Pittsburgh.
Holy.
And then
that's
it's
brutal.
Thanksgiving.
Woo!
Back home for Thanksgiving.
So tell folks where they go on the web to get the schedule to be able to sign up for one of your seminars.
Everything's listed at jamesandkenneth.com on the events section. Or you can find lots of information about that. And more importantly, lots of more information on dogstardaily.com.
Yeah, guys, got to go to Dogstar Daily. Awesome video.
Yeah, tons of information up there.
Free
you
book
spend
downloads.
Days and
yeah.
days looking all mm-hmm. through the material.
Yeah, it's great stuff, Ian. Thank you for sharing it with the world, man. You know, I think that advice that you got, was it from your kid? He said, Dad, just get it up there.
Yeah, they were talking, Kelly and Jamie, about digitizing my brain. And, you know, I felt really good about it. All my entire career when I've lectured, I've always allowed people to tape, you know, audio tape, video tape for free. Mm-hmm. I've always liked that because I know I could never give the same lecture twice. Right. I mean, every lecture is a one-off. Mm-hmm. And certainly there's some, you know, repetition, but it has to be different for me to be able to do it week after week after week. And things like, for example, our Friday morning. I mean, unless someone was recording that, it's lost forever. It's just a pleasant memory in our mind of like 4 hours of lecture where we're just laughing like
right.
fools.
Had a blast.
Yet learning lots.
Good stuff. Yeah.
So.
Well, Ian, it's so cool to talk to you. We'll always just catch up with you. When you're on the road, we can do distance interviews.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
I hope that for you, this set of seminars is everything you're hoping it to be. I hope you can spread the word because it's all about good stuff. It's about training properly, and we trainers need all the help we can get, so thank you.
I love the reaction thus far. I get, got a big high on people here. It seems to be coming over well, and it's just, you know, on the one hand, people think, oh, it's so important for dogs, but for me, no, this is for the people. That people know you shouldn't be hurting dogs when you're training them. You shouldn't be frightening them. I mean, it's your best friend, for goodness sake. And it's the reaction from the people that really makes me feel good. So I think dogs are going to be in a better place, and their owners are going to be in a happier
happy
place,
people,
too.
Happy people, happy dogs, man.
Yeah. All right, I think that's it for this episode.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks a lot. Bye, folks.
Bye-bye.